As we go through this paragraph, which really deepens our awareness of Hashem, Yo Hashem Elokeinu b'shamayim v'aretz, Shmei Hashamayim and the Elyonim, You're the first and You're the last, and without You, there's no power. Nothing else has the ability to do anything. And if we ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, gather those who believe in You, those who hope for You, from the four corners of the earth, and more than that, that all of humanity should be aware that You're God. You alone, above all other kings, rulers in the entire world. You made the heavens, You made the earth, You made the sea, everything there. There's no one that can tell You what to do. Hashem, You are all powerful. You have no limits. There are no restrictions on what You are able to do in this world or anywhere else. And therefore we ask Hashem, Hashem, do us a chesed. Why? Because of Your great name that's called upon us. I always like to say, this is the one thing that Hitler got right. The 1930s, after the Nuremberg laws, every Jewish man has to add the name Israel and every Jewish woman has to add the name Sarah to their passports, to the documents in the Third Reich. Every Jew has a Jewish name. We say it every Amtiv, Atabachartana mikol ha'amim, Ahavta yisanu, Ratzizavanu, Ratzizavanu, mikol al-shaynes, Yikidashtanu mitzizecha. You've chosen us from all the peoples. You loved us. You found favor in us. You exalted us above all the tongues, and You sanctified us with Your commandments. You drew us close, our King, to Your service, and proclaimed Your great and holy name upon us. Shimcha, Godel, HaKadosh, Aleinu Karasa. We carry Hashem's name. We say it in Avinu Malkeinu. It's always called upon us. And then when we talk about the Geula, think about it. On Tachnun, on a Monday and a Thursday, we say, Yakir v'yedu kol ha'goyim, let all the nations recognize You are Hashem, our God, and now Hashem, You're our Father, we're the clay, You're the molder, You're the handiwork. We're handiwork, we all. Save us, l'ma'an shmecha, for Your name. Again and again. Yadana kichatana, we know that we've sinned, we've got no one that can stand up for us. Shimcha Gadol. But Your name will stand for us. Abayis Tzara will stand by us in our time of need. We know that we've done nothing good. Yadana kechatana, ma'asim. So do us a tzedakah, a chesed. L'man shimcha for Your name. And again, karacha b'av upon Him. Ken tochem Hashem aleinu. Like a mercy of a father to a child, Hashem have mercy on us. Why? Hoshienu, save us, l'man shemecha, for Your name. Where's it all coming from? So the pasuk in Yeshaya says, l'man shmi arichapi. For my sake of My name, I defer my anger. My praise is that I restrain my wrath for You, not to cut You off. Well, I've refined You, but not a silver, etc. L'man shmi, says the Radak, shenikra shmi aleichem. My name is called upon You, shenikresem am Hashem. You're the Am Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu says it in his tefillah v'hem Amcha v'nachalascha. They're Your people, they're Your portion. We have this shared relationship, this shared destiny. The Jewish people are representatives of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on earth. The success, the well-being of the Jewish people is absolutely crucial. And therefore, when we talk about the Geula, we're looking at it in terms of what Hashem, how Hashem will be perceived in this world and how essential it is.